Philadelphia area residents are enduring the second heat dome of the summer. Climate scientists say these events are made more likely due to human-caused global warming. Polls show about 3 out of 4 U.S. residents say they want their elected officials to pass laws that tackle climate change. WHYY's senior climate reporter Susan Phillips visited the Philly Fan Festival at Lemon Hill to catch up with residents and take their temperature on the climate.
I met Anicha Liu running to watch a match at the Fan Festival and asked her what percentage of her fellow Americans think there should be more action on climate change.
20%. So I'm being cynical, I don't know.
Yes, so what if I told you 74%?
Oh, okay, cool. That's more promising that people care.
Sitting on a bench having a snack outside of the festival, Andrina Avalos says she's also surprised by how many people support action on climate.
I'm actually happy that there is more than 50%. It's important that we do something in order to try to save our home, Earth. Obviously, climate change is real. We are witnessing all these natural disasters and this severe extreme weather changes. So, yes, I am part of that.
I got some hand sanitizer and sunscreen is free.
Jarrell Patterson and Demetrius Caesar were handing out free hand sanitizer, bug spray, and sunscreen. So I asked Jarrell,
have you experienced any of the impacts of climate change?
Since I'm 38, so from when I was 10 to, I'm going to say 10 to now, where I really like paid attention to the weather going outside, I don't really know how climate change really worked, but I can tell that summers are getting way too hotter. Now, for the past couple years, 5, 10 years, it's been like 65 in December. You'd be like, huh?
Are you part of that 74%?
Yeah, they should do something about climate change.
I mean, the real question is, what will we do to change the climate? What will we do?
Right.
I just don't know where to start. I wish they do something, because this weather is crazy.
Solar panels. That's a good joint. I like the solar panels. That's a good resource for climate change, but you gotta be affordable. Not everybody can afford it.
It's something we need to discuss more that everybody don't discuss. We talk about everything else going on. Don't talk about the earth we live on and how we gonna keep living on it. It's so much war and all this stuff, the gas and everything going on. So it's like, we shy away from this. All that other stuff don't matter if we ain't got nowhere to land and live. So.
West Philly resident Amanda Benner was riding her bike to the Fan Fest.
If I were to ask you how many percent of people in the U.S. want their public officials to do something about climate change, what would you guess that percentage was?
75%.
Bing, 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 bing. Yes. No. How did you know that?
Minus MAGA.
Minus what?
MAGA.
Benner says the number of people who support climate change action is the same as the number that disagrees with President Trump, who says global warming is a hoax.
I think overall, corporations, everybody wants the people and the government and the corporations to do something about climate change for this country. It's ridiculous.
And what do you think is stopping that?
Myths, false information, you know, just the fossil fuel industry itself, I think, is really complicit in this as well.
But not everyone I met identifies as part of the 74%.
I would say no, I think it's a hoax.
Bristol resident Amy Ewing was in line at FanFest for a free charm bracelet.
There was the Ice Age throughout history, throughout the world.
It has happened throughout time, don't you think?
Yes, I think climate has changed throughout time, but I feel like right now it's changing much more rapidly than it ever has, and that the cause is the use of fossil fuels.
But we need to save our country, too. I think nuclear is the way to go. It's a lot more safe these days and a lot cleaner.
FanFester Bianca Benjamin says she's seen summers getting hotter while she's lived in both Philadelphia and New Orleans. She says she wants to see some leadership on cutting carbon emissions.
I mean, I don't have a direct solution. I just think that plans should be created and put into place that people can follow everywhere that will help to reduce our footprint.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.